Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Heritage Christian High School tonight. Basketball. It's going to be a good game here. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Heritage Christian, the Lady Eagles. Should be a good ball game tonight. We are in Indianapolis. 46250. We're at 6401 East 75th Street. Just past the Castleton exit. And we'll mention, talk about a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Hamilton Heights High School has a school enrollment of 731. Jackson Central became Hamilton Heights in 1965. We'll mention Hamilton Heights Class 3A, Sectional 24. Hamilton Heights is going to host their sectional this year. There'll be seven teams contributing. And we'll mention they stack up like this. Hamilton Heights, they're 16-5 currently. Jay County, 21-1 currently. Frankton Lady Eagles are 16-6. Yorktown, 8-11. Delta, 6-14. Centerville, 5-12. Newcastle, 0-21. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic department office manager, that's Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. Last Friday night, they had the Hoosier crossover game. That was on Friday, January 20th. Here are the results. I will mention the East Division teams traveled to the West Division site to do battle with the West Division. Okay, to stack up like this. For first or second place, Twin Lakes captured first place in the conference this year. They defeated Northwestern 65-48. For third or fourth place, Central Catholic Lady Knights captured third place this season, defeating Hamilton Heights 48-35. For fifth or sixth place in the conference this year, Benton Central captured fifth place, defeated Western 64-58. For seventh or eighth place in the conference, West Lafayette captured seventh place. They defeated Tipton 55-48. And for ninth or tenth place, Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers captured ninth place this season, defeating the Lewis Cass Lady Kings 49-25. If you're keeping track right there, you might have found out that all of the West Division home team won each and every game, all five of them. That's how they stacked up. We'll mention the Lady Huskies are currently 16 wins, 5 losses. They finished 3-1 in the East. They finished 4th place in the Hoosier Conference. As mentioned, 48-35, Lafayette Central Catholic got the win. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are averaging 42.7 points offensively per ball game. I'll mention tonight I have 20 game stats to give to the audience. 20 games, they played 21. We'll mention the head coach, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, is Coach Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 115 wins, 53 losses, working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. Next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies. Tonight's game will finish their regular season schedule. Their next game will be Class 3A, Sectional 24. It'll be the semifinal round. The Huskies did draw the bye, and that was pretty nice right there in the home cooking. We'll mention they drew the bye, and then they'll do battle on Friday. That'll be Friday the 3rd, and they'll go against either Centerville or Jay County. The winner of that game, that's game one in the sectional. That'll be on Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, only one game that night. So Centerville and Jay County will decide who the Lady Huskies will play on Friday night, the 3rd at 6 p.m. PutMeInSports.com will be there. We'll talk a little bit about the Heritage Christian Lady Eagles. Heritage Christian right here, they have an enrollment of 496. They're Class 3A, Sectional 27. They will play their sectional at Brebeuf Jesuit High School. And we'll mention they have 6 in their conference. I should say in their sectional. In their sectional will be Heritage Christian. They're currently 14-6. Garin Catholic, they're 8-13. Brebeuf Jesuit, 12-7, Indianapolis Chittard, 8-12, Indianapolis Shortridge, 10-11, and Indianapolis Heron, they're 7-12. The principal at Heritage Christian High School is Jessie Burgess. The athletic director, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports, that's Stephanie Gillette. The athletic coordinator is Allison Johnson. And we'll also mention in the athletic department, that's Kyle Atkinson. He does a fine job right here. He was taking pictures of the senior night gals out on the floor. We'll mention Heritage Christian High School is located at 6401 East 75th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46250. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-849-3441. On the web, it's hcathletics.net. There were the colors blue, white, and black. They perform in the Circle City Conference. There are 6 conference members. They stacked up like this. Here's how they are. At number 1, it's Ron Colley. Ron Colley finished the season, I should say the conference, 5-0. Heritage Christian in 2nd place. They finished 4-1. Bishop Chittard, they're 2-2. Garin Catholic, they finished the conference at 2-3. Brebeuf Jesuit, they're currently 1-3. And Covenant Christian finished the conference 0-5. We'll mention the Heritage Christian Lady Eagles are currently 14 wins, 6 losses on the season. They did finish 4-1 in the Circle City Conference. And we'll mention they finished in 2nd place of the 6 teams. The head coach is Kathy Wiseman. Kathy Wiseman, 45 wins, 26 losses, working in year number 3 at Heritage Christian High School. We'll mention the next team on their agenda. They do have one more regular season game. It's going to be tomorrow night, the 27th, on a Friday. It'll be 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Heritage Christian Lady Eagles will travel to Park Tudor to battle with the Lady Panthers. That's tomorrow night. That'll finish up the regular season, probably for both teams. Clock rolling down pregame. 6:55 on the pregame. The coaches' meeting has concluded. The captain's meeting with the officials has just concluded. Both teams out on the surface taking shots at their leisure. And we'll talk a little bit about the conference, both conferences tonight. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference first. Hoosier Conference game night tonight on a Thursday, 26th day of January. Hoosier Conference has 4 games happening tonight. At 7:30, we know about this one. It's 16-5. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're here. At Heritage Christian Lady Eagles, they're 14-6. And 8 p.m. start tonight, 5-18. Hebron Lady Hawks, they are at Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. The Bombers are 12-9. A 7:30 start tonight. Twin Lakes Lady Indians 22-0 on the season. They're currently number one in Class 3A. We'll try to get to that at halftime. And I will mention Twin Lakes Lady Indians are at Winamac tonight. That's the Lady Warriors. Winamac currently 4-18. A 7:30 start tonight, the final game in the Hoosier Conference. 17 wins, 5 losses. That's the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. They are at Harrison tonight, the Harrison Lady Panthers. Harrison currently 14-8. That's 4 Hoosier Conference. Non-conference games tonight in the Hoosier Conference. We'll talk about the Circle City Conference. Circle City Conference game night tonight. 2 games on the agenda here on Thursday, the 26th of January. They're both 7:30 starts. The first game, 14-7, Columbus North Lady Bulldogs. They are at 17-4, Roncalli Lady Royals. In the second game tonight, at 7:30, you know about this one, 16-5, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are at Heritage Christian Lady Eagles at 14-6. So they're still shooting around the perimeter right there, taking some shots at their leisure. We'll talk about the sectionals. We'll talk about both sectionals. Now, Class 3A, Hamilton Heights in Class 3A, 27, for Brebeuf. First, we'll talk about Class 3A, Sectional 24. Sectional will be at Hamilton Heights this year. These are Eastern times I will let you know about. We'll mention first game is going to be the 31st. That's going to be 7 p.m. start. That's on a Tuesday. We'll mention Centerville at 5-11 will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Jay County will be the home team. They're 20-1. Currently, we'll mention Delta. Delta and Frankston will go at it on Wednesday. We'll mention that'll be the first day of February at the 6 p.m. ball game. Delta Lady Eagles at 6-13 will be the home team versus the Frankston Lady Eagles at 15-6. The second game that night on Wednesday, they're going to show it as a 7:30 start. Probably be a little bit later than that. That's going to be on February the 1st, right here on that same Wednesday. That's next week. Newcastle. Newcastle Lady Trojans, 0-20 on the season. And we'll mention Yorktown Lady Tigers at 8-10. And we'll mention Newcastle Lady Trojans have played one additional game. They're 0-21. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They captured the bye. They will play on Friday night. That'll be the 3rd of February. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. Hamilton Heights will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They'll go against the winner of Centerville or Jay County. That first game on a Tuesday. I'm sure a lot of folks will show up to watch that ball game. Only game's going to happen that night. We'll mention also, later on Friday night, in the second semifinal ball game, that'll start at 7:30 there on the third day after Friday night next week. We'll mention the two winners in game, should say, in the 6 o'clock game on Wednesday and the 7:30 game on Wednesday. That'll either be Delta or Frankton as the visitor on Friday night. And Newcastle or Yorktown as the home team on Friday night. The final game going to happen on Saturday night. It's going to be one game. 7:30 will be the tip-off. We'll talk about the Brebeuf Jesuit sectional. Class 3A, sectional 27. First game going to happen on Tuesday. It'll be a 6 o'clock start. Heron at 7-11 will go against Heritage Christian. 14-5, Heron will be the visiting team. Heritage Christian will be the home team. Later on that evening, at 7:30 start time, on the 31st, Heron Catholic will be the visiting team. They're 8-12. They'll go against Bishop Chittard, the home team. Bishop Chittard also 8, and 12. And we'll mention on Friday night, they'll go to Friday night. Short Ridge at 9 and 11, they drew the bye in the upper bracket. They'll play at 6 o'clock on Friday night. They'll go against either Heron or Heritage Christian. Then later on that evening, second game, it'll be a 7:30 start on Friday night. Brabus Jesuit also drawing a bye. They're 11 and 7. Kevin Catholic or Bishop Chittard will be their opponent. And then on Saturday night, the fourth 7:30 start time, that'll be the tip-off for the sectional final at Brabus Jesuit. That's how they stack up there. Clock is rolled out. We're getting ready to have the national anthem. We'll do just the same. Their public address talking to the fans right now. Getting ready for the national anthem. And we're going to set this down. That's our national anthem. We're Heritage Christian. What a fine delivery of a prayer before the national anthem. We're going to meet the starting lineup. First, we'll talk about the Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies, they'll start like this. Wearing number 2, a 5'6" junior. She's averaging 7.7 points per game, 3.4 rebounds. That's Ella Hitchcock. We'll mention wearing number 10, a 5'9 junior. She's averaging 18.87 rebounds per game, Cameron Runner. Starting tonight, wearing number 20, 5'4" senior, 8.3 points per ball game. That's Kaylee Rook. Wearing number 23 tonight for the Lady Huskies, number, I'll say she's 5'7". She's a junior, 2.9 points per game, Cassie Schenkel. And wearing number 24, 5'9" junior, that's Hadley Cherry. The head coach is Keegan Cherry. Now for the Heritage Christian Lady Eagles, they'll start like this. Wearing number 0, 5'7" junior, 21.2 points per contest, that's Maya Davis. Wearing number 3 tonight, 5'8" junior, 14.4 points per game, Corin Marshall. Number 10, 5'9" sophomore, 10.1 per game. I'll take that back. Number 20, 5'7", she's a senior, 1.5 per game, Ayansu Jones. Number 22, 5'7" senior, 5 points a game, Matty Geary. And number 41, 5'7" senior, Molly Echol. We're going to jump it up right there. Cameron Runner gets a tip to the backcourt. She's jumping up against Matty Geary. Ball's in the front court. Ella Hickok. She'll work at left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble it. Tap it out top of the key. We'll dish it off. Left side behind the arc. Katie Roten. Bounce pass. Cross pass to Jason. Well beyond the arc. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Bounce pass to Katie Roten. It's going to be stolen. Going coast to coast. 2-point bucket off the glass. Maya Davis probably shows you why she's averaging 21.2. 2-0 contest. Heritage Christian in front. 7:20 on the game clock. So we're going to end left elbow. Cassie Schakel. She gets a Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. In the paint, off the glass, 2-point bucket. Right-handed layup. Cameron Runner, tie ball game, act two. Back to the front court on the dribble in the paint. Going to be an incidental trip right there. They're going to call it a blocking foul. Cassie Schakel, standing still. Jumps, tripped right over her foot, and they're going to call the foul on Cassie. That's just the way it goes. She has one, team foul number one. Could be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Going to throw it away, trying to get it deep in the front court. Throws the ball away, looking for number 20. Ayantu Jones. She's a senior. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Lady Huskies bring it in. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Going to walk it to the base, to the timeline. That's Ella Hickok. She'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Taylor Roten back underneath. Cassie Schakel shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Has a chair. She'll kick it back out. Ella Hickok for three. 3-point bucket is good. Ella Hickok left of center. 5-2 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Going to break the press on the dribble. That's Maya Davis. From the corner, right corner baseline, 3-point shot good. Number three, that's Corin Marshall. Corin Marshall's a junior. Her sister's a sophomore. That's Jocelyn Marshall. We'll see her momentarily. Going to be in the front court with the basketball. Katie Roten to the corner. 3-point shot. Cameron Runner rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Hadley Cherry came up with the basketball. Couldn't get the shot to go. Karen right there. Rebound picked up there. 22, Matty Geary to the front court. Outside the arc. On the dribble to go to the corner with it. She wasn't established. She's out of bounds and wasn't seen. Going to be under the bucket. 2-point shot. Good. Matty Geary. That was Maya Davis after that pass on the baseline. She came from out of bounds, was not established. But they count the bucket. 7-5 contest. Lady Eagles in front. Ella Hickok behind the arc. She'll dribble it out top. She'll backpedal dribble. Some directions there. She'll direct some traffic. Through the legs out top. Guarding her right there. 41, Molly Echol. Molly Echol got a good standing ovation for senior night. It was nice. Behind the arc on the dribble. Cameron Runner behind the back. Out top. She'll drill it right left side. Going to dish off. Ella Hickok back to Cameron. She'll take a three off the mark. Fighting for the board there. Going to be picked up by the Eagles. They throw it away. They throw it back in. Cameron Runner. Out top, Katie Roten. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Going to be a rebound right there. Going to be a timeout on the floor. Molly Echol got the board. And we'll mention going to be a timeout. The trainer is going to go out and look at Lady Eagle. That's number three, Corin Marshall. A little bit bent over. Trainer went out to see her. The coach did not. Since the coach did not go out to check on her, she can stay in the game. Only the trainer check on her, she can stay in. But if coach goes out there, she's got to come out of the ballgame. She's going to stay in. She seems to be all right. That's Corin Marshall. She's averaging 14.4 per contest. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. 35, Casey Frost, I should say. She did it. No, she's still in the ballgame. They put a sub in. Rebound the front court off of the miss from Heritage Christian, Ella Hickok. In the front court, she'll dribble the right side behind the arc. Cameron Miller should go baseline. Kick it outside, Hallie Cherry. We'll get left side. Going to work a jump shot right here. Kaylee Rose, the 2-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Maya Davis. See the front court. They're going to go to the corner with it. She'll go baseline. Drive. Shot off the mark. That was three corner and Marshall. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. To get the point guard, Ella Hickok across the timeline. She'll slow it up just a bit. Working against her is number zero, Maya Davis. out behind the arc, and we're going to down low pass to Schaefer outside the paint, inside out play. They get out to Cameron Runner. Havis Sherry works at right side. Ella Hickok out top. Kaylee Roten, three-point shot is good. Just left of center, Kaylee Roten for three. Hamilton Heights goes up by one. 8-7 contest. We're about halfway through the first quarter. We'll work it outside the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound Hamilton Heights. That shot taken by Corin Marshall. It's going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be whistled in the backcourt. It's going to be called on Heritage Christian. Substitution in the ballgame. Heritage Christian, number 20. That's Ayantu Jones back in the ballgame. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Going to be brought in. Cameron Runner across the sideline, having the cherry on the dribble. She'll work her left side, Ellie Hickok. She'll work her right side, picked up a screen from Cameron. Stationary dribble out top, working against her is Casey Frost, 5'10 sophomore. Where's number 35? Works it right side, back middle dribble, Ellie Hickok, so we set the offense. 3:34 on the game clock, we're in the first quarter. Crossover, she can back out, Cameron Runner, she'll dribble in. She'll work at right side behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. Guarding her is 20, Ayantu Jones. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. She'll work at right, should say left side. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Working against her is Maddie Geary. Fast pass outside. Couple of steps behind the arc. Short off the mark, Ella Hickok strikes the three. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be brought back in by Heritage Christian. They'll go 84 feet with it. Bring the ball back in. Going to be brought to the sideline by Maya Davis. Take that back. She's going to get a double team. She'll pass out of it to the front court on the dribble. That's number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Jocelyn Marshall, usually a starter in the lineup, takes a back seat for the seniors today. Shot off the mark. Maya Davis rebound. Here is Christian. She'll kick it back out. Three-point shot wouldn't go. It's off the mark. About like Ella Hickok shot. Wouldn't go. Hamilton Heights going to bring it in from the backcourt. 2:47 on the game clock. Ball brought in. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll walk it to the sideline. Picking her up at the sideline is Maya Davis. It's going to be a good matchup all game long. You can just sense it. Going to go baseline. Cameron Runner. She'll go off the glass. Layup. Good. Cameron Runner for two in the paint. 10-7 contest. Lady Huskies by three. They're working in the paint. Shot off the glass. Good. Credit to bucket, 35, Casey Frost. Casey Frost shooting 43% behind in two-point land. 10-9 contest, Lady Huskies by one. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner thought about a three, so dribble. Looking around the perimeter to get it back to Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten now top, guarding her, Casey Frost, wearing number 35. Stationary dribble, after dribble, right side, Kaylee Roten. She'll work it left side behind the arc, Abby Cherry. Working on around left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble with the basketball. She'll work it back out top, Ella Hickok. 1:42 on the game clock. Second quarter, 10-9 contest. Lady Huskies by one. But in the corner there, Abby Cherry works around the perimeter, Cameron Runner. Taking the rope straight away. She'll pass it. Chest pass, right side, Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron. Behind the arc, she'll dribble in the paint. Bounce it to the baseline. Two-point shot good. Kaylee Roten for two. Cameron Runner with the assist. 12-9 contest. To the front court. Lost the handle momentarily. Halle Cherry going to pick up the steal in the front court of Heritage Christian. Lady Huskies take it to the front court. Pick up a foul. They're going to draw the foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Heritage Christian. Maya Davis picks up her first foul. Team foul number two. Hamilton Heights with one. They're in the first half. We're in the first quarter. 1:08 on the game clock. Clock moving. Ella Hickok crossing the sideline. Working in this serve. Picked up a screen from Katie Roten. They're working down low. Cast to Schaefer. And it's cast to Schaefer. Going to put that forearm out there to plow an area to shoot. It's going to get called for the offensive foul. 12-9 contest. Lady Huskies by three. Cast to Schaefer. Going to pick up her second foul in the contest. Going to get a little bit of a conversation here with Coach Keegan Cherry. A hand clap. She'll take a breather with two fouls in the ballgame. Katie Brown wears number three for Hamilton Heights. Katie Brown, a 5'6 sophomore. Off the glass. Two-point bucket. Two-point bucket, Heritage Christian. 12-11. We're under a minute. 40 seconds left. Lady Huskies in the front court. Katie Brown on the dribble. Working against her is number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Outside the arc, 3-point shot ready to go. Katie Roten. Rebound, Heritage Christian. 27 seconds left. To the front court, high pass. And the tips couldn't get it off the fingertips of number 20, Ayantu Jones. Hamilton Heights going to bring it in. 24 and a half seconds left from the backcourt. Brought in by Cameron Runner. 20 seconds left. Walking through the timeline. She's there now. Ella Hitchcock. Bounce pass. Right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten. Out top. Cameron Runner. Works the left side. Ella Hitchcock. She'll take a three with 10 seconds left. Tipped around and had the charity. Picked up the rebound. Shot off the mark. 4 seconds left. To the timeline. Inside the timeline. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. A good effort right there. Last shot taken, 22, Maddie Geary. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana rural address, 46031. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon Truck Store, they bleed orange. So first buzzer sounds, getting ready for second quarter. Heritage Christian High School, what a nice gem. They have captured state titles. I remember Rob Deary's niece. Rob Deary's niece was on the team one time. I think they got two while she was in school here. That's a little while back. They've got a couple of state titles in baseball. I'm looking across there. Class 2A. Two in a row, they got 2009-2010 state titles in baseball. A lot of banners hanging around here at Heritage Christian. Alternate possession arrow brought in. Maya Davis kicks it outside. 3-point shot behind the arc. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Jocelyn Marshall. Rims out. Hamilton Heights with the board in the front court. Kaylee Roten in addition inside. In the paint, turnaround jumper off the glass. Cameron Runner for two. 14-11, Lady Huskies by three. 7:35 on the game clock. I think someone told me, my name's Glenn Schrock, johnherald.net, says Heritage Christian chosen to win by four in this contest. Ball nearly went out of bounds in the front court of Heritage Christian. Nice save by Kaylee Roten. Crossed to the sideline, Ella Hitchcock. Outside the arc, 3-point shot good. Cameron Renner, going to be a timeout called by Heritage Christian. They'll call a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention education. Talking about education. Keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. In this case, the court, the basketball court. And if you go to IHSAA.org, you can see all of the pairings for the sectionals all across the state of Indiana. You can find those out. IHSAA.org. So second buzzer sounds. 30-second timeout called by Coach Cassie Wiseman. Spoke to her briefly before the game. What a kind lady. She's working right here for Heritage Christian in her third year. 45-26. She's 14-6 presently. To the front court, here is Christian. Working to the corner, Maya Davis. Works it back out. That's number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Inside the paint, off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. KC Frost. 17-13. Lady Huskies by four. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hitchcock. Picking her up in half-court territory. That's Maya Davis. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner couldn't get the shot. She knew it was off. Couldn't go after it. She was blocked out. Rebound out of there. Number 10, Jocelyn Marshall in the paint. Lost the handle. Safe from going out of bounds. Have the carry. She's always at the right place at the right time. 6:27 on the game clock. Second quarter, 17-13, Lady Huskies with the basketball in the lead. Out top, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble it left side. Trying to get it to Katie Brown and quickness. And what, you can't coach quickness. You either have it or you don't. That was Maya Davis. Good hands, knocks it out of bounds. Maya Davis, just a junior, 5'7". You know colleges are looking at her. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Ella Hitchcock. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner, right side. She'll dribble baseline. She'll pass it back out, Abby Cherry. Abby's going to dribble left side. She'll go cross-court, skip pass to the corner. Three-point shot wouldn't go. That was Katie Brown. Rebound out of there, Harry's Christian. Maya Davis crossing the timeline. She'll dribble in. And the paint tipped away. Abby Cherry knocked it free. Ella Hitchcock picked it up. Katie Brown gets the good pass there. A nice late pass, but a bucket for Ella Hitchcock. She got two. 19-13. Lady Huskies by six. Out top of the basketball on the dribble. That's number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. She'll dish off left side. Working the basketball around right there. Maya Davis gets it back out top. Number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Outside the arc, that's number 5, Natalie Kernett in the ballgame. Natalie Kernett, a 5'4"-inch freshman. She averages 2 per game. They're going to whistle a foul. Thought it might have been a jump ball. A lot of fans thought it was a jump ball. Probably everybody in the house thought that. They're going to call foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Hadley Cherry of Hamilton Heights. She has one. Team foul number 3, 2 thus far for Harry's Christian. During the first half, ball brought in, Maya Davis. Out top, behind the arc, 22, Maddie Geary. Back to Davis. Difficult pass to catch. And Maya Davis is disappointed with her pass. Goes out of bounds. They'll belong to Hamilton Heights. They're bringing it from the side court into back court. Brought in by Cameron Runner. Across the sideline on the dribble. A quick walk pace. That's Ella Hitchcock. Out top. Working against her is 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Right there with her defensively is number 22, Maddie Geary. Behind the back dribble. Out top, Cameron Runner works the right side. Kaylee Roten brings it back out to Ella Hitchcock. 4:38 on the game clock, second quarter. Katie Brown gets it out top. Ella Hitchcock back to Cameron, now back to Ella. She's in the center circle. She'll start the offensive stat again. Guarding her is Corin Marshall. Corin Marshall is the junior, 5'8". Jocelyn Marshall is the sophomore, 5'9". Outside the arc, stop when you go. Three-point land, Cameron Runner. 19-13, six-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Maya Davis wants to make a pass. It's kicked by Cameron Runner. We were keeping track of kicks along the season. She'd be in double digits, big time, maybe triple. Going to be brought in the front court. Brought in by 35, Casey Frost on the dribble. Number 10, Jocelyn Marshall to Frost. Now back to Marshall, double team. Katie Brown and Cameron Runner. She'll bounce it right side behind the arc. They'll go to the corner with it. They'll bring it back out. Number 5, Natalie Kernett. She'll dribble in just behind the outside the paint. She'll get it back to 22, Maddie Geary, 5'7 senior. We're going to back out top on the dribble. Corin Marshall, she'll dribble in. Take it out behind the arc. She'll dribble in now outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. That was Jocelyn Marshall. Ball fought for it. It's going to be a jump ball this time. Ball's on the floor. Tying it up right there. Number 5, Natalie Kernett. Kaylee Roten right there also. Ball's going to be brought in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Kaylee Roten. Left of the bucket. Softball pass to the front court. Had backspin on it. Ella Hitchcock made a good catch off the bounce, but couldn't get the bucket. She lost the handle going up to the layup. A beautiful pass from Kaylee Roten with backspin on it. Everybody thought it was going to go on out of bounds. She's a softball player. She also plays golf. Kaylee Roten. You know, working around top of the key. Casey Frost. 2-point shot baseline for Heritage Christian. Wouldn't go. That was Natalie Kernett. Outside the paint. Rebound putback is good. Number 3, Corin Marshall. Corin Marshall shooting for the 2-point bucket. It's 19-15. 4-point advantage. Hamilton High is going to be a 60-second timeout called by the Lady Huskies. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're at or where you're going, you can contact Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets Company. Second buzzer sounds. Going to bring it in. It's going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies going to bring it in front of the scores bench. Slightly in the backcourt, Kaylee Roten will trigger the inbound to Ella Hitchcock. She'll walk it to the sideline, picked up right there by number zero, Maya Davis. On the dribble, she'll work it right side down low. She's open. Cameron Leonard for two. And a nice half-court pass right there from Ella Hitchcock. That was a good assist. Backdoor cut for Cameron Leonard. She got fouled in the act of shooting. She made the bucket. She'll shoot one. She's the only one on the lane for the Lady Huskies. And she got the three-point play. 22-15, Lady Huskies by seven. 2:50 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Maya Davis. She'll take a left side adjacent from the scores bench. She'll bring it back out center court. Inside the arc, Maya Davis works the left side, skip pass, 22, Maddie Geary. Back out top, Corin Marshall, now back to Davis. Works it back out, Casey Frost. She'll dish off, working the lane there, Jocelyn Marshall. Working back in, right elbow, Corin Marshall. Going to drive the lane there, 2-point shot in the paint, wouldn't go. Shot taken, number 35, Casey Frost. Rebound Hamilton Heights. They'll push it to the left corner. Difficult pass to handle, goes out of bounds. Ella Hitchcock had no chance. 22-15, 7-point advantage, Lady Huskies. 2:10 left here in the second quarter. In the front court, Heritage Christian. Cross-court pass to Jocelyn Marshall. She gets the ball back from Frost. She'll dribble in, take a 7-footer. In the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. She'll get it quick to the front court. Look at left side behind the arc, Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock on the dribble, back pedal dribble. In the center circle now, guarding her is Maya Davis. She'll work it to the free throw line. Cassie Schakel, back to Cameron Runner behind the arc. 1:40 left here in the second quarter. 22-15, Lady Huskies by seven. Cameron Runner on the dribble, spin move, in the paint. She's trying to go off glass, no foul called. Rebound, Hallie Carey. She'll kick it outside, 3-point shot, good. Ella Hitchcock. Abby Carey with the assist. 22-15. Lady Huskies by 10. Going to be a 60-second timeout called by 60-second timeout called by Heritage Christian. We're mentioning this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Hope Jewelers. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. You can stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. They're next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone by dialing 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Second buzzer. Ball's going to be brought in. Heritage Christian going to inbound the basketball. 1:20. Left here in the second quarter. Lady Huskies in front, 25-15. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Inbound right there, Casey Frost crossing the timeline on a trot base. Maya Davis works at left side. Jocelyn Marshall, bounce pass right side. Cornyn Marshall, wonder what they talk about when they go home. See who was better than the other. Maybe, maybe not. In the front court on the dribble, 22, Maddie Geary. Maddie Geary going to dish off in the paint. Underhanded scoop shot, wouldn't go. That was Cornyn Marshall. Rebound, Ella Hickok. She'll work at outlet. Across the timeline now. Cameron Runner to get it back to Ella. 44 seconds left. Second quarter. 25-15. Lady Huskies by 12. Well behind the arc, Katie Roten. To get it back out top, Katie Brown. Works at right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner, she'll center it up. Center circle right there. She's going to go right side. Picked up a screen from Cherry. Outside the arc, 22 seconds left. Katie Roten going to get it back to Cameron. Cameron out top, between the legs, off the handles, he gathered it. Going to hand off right there, Ella Hickok, 11 seconds. She'll dribble the paint, she'll dribble it down low, pass it to Katie Brown. Out top, Hallie Cherry, outside the arc, 4 seconds left. Hughes going to call it a three. Three-point shot good, Cameron Runner. As the clock empties out here in the first half, we'll go to halftime. Halftime score, Hamilton Heights, 28. Heritage Christian, 15. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, you can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. We'll mention Trips and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second location, Trips in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. You can dial them up at their dealership in Noblesville at 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve that Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They are authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. They have one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. That lift gate can sure come in handy. Full line of moving supplies. They are locally owned and operated since 1998. The owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention 6:35 reps on the intermission clock. We'll remind you, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about the Class 3A coaches poll. That's for this week. Class 3A coaches poll. These were tabulated on January 23rd. That's just 3 days ago. Right here, we have the top 12 to mention to you. We'll mention Class 3A from Sectional 22. They've been at the top pretty much all year long. At number one, it's the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. They're out of the Hoosier Conference. They're 22-0. They're getting ready for Sectional. They played their quota of available games for the regular season. We'll mention that number two from Sectional 24 at Hamilton Heights, Jay County. Jay County Lady Patriots. They're going to play first round versus Centerville. Centerville 5-11. That'll be a 7 o'clock start on Tuesday night, January 31st. Jay County Lady Patriots are going against Heritage tonight. Heritage 5-15. The Lady Patriots are 21-1 on the season. From Sectional 32, at number 3 this week in the state for Class 3A, Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers. They're 22-1. From Sectional 26, they're at number 4 this week, the Indian Creek Lady Braves. They're 21-1. At number 5 this week from Sectional 23, the Norwell Lady Knights. They are 18-3. From Sectional 30 this week, at number 6, Corydon Central, the Lady Panthers, are 20-2. From Sectional 20, at number 7 this week, Fairfield, the Lady Falcons, are 21-2. From Sectional 19, at number 8 this week, Mishawaka Marion, the Lady Knights, are 18-5. From Sectional 22, at number 9, another Hoosier Conference member, that's the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. At number 9, they're 17-5. At number 10 this week, from Sectional 23, the Belmont Lady Braves. The Lady Braves are 16-4. From Sectional 23, another Sectional 23 member. At number 11, from the Hoosier Conference, the Northwestern Lady Tigers. They are 14-4. And from Sectional 24, at number 12, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, also out of the Hoosier Conference. They're 16-5, and presently, they're in front of Heritage Christian at halftime, 28-15. So the top 12 this week, two teams, Hamilton Heights and Jay County, right there in Sectional 24, and four Hoosier Conference teams in the top 12 this week, two from the east and two from the west. So there's a three-minute horn. Getting ready for second half here momentarily. And I will mention, this game is also, in part, being brought to you by RE/MAX, a new realty. That's RE/MAX, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX, a new realty, and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX, a new realty in Tipton, Indiana, is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Lewis Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX, a new realty. They're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on the web anewrealtyhomes.com. That's Remax A New Realty. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with the new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And now they restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue, go west off of State Road 19. They're in Arcadia, and they are behind the Arcadia ballpark. We'll also mention AGM Auto. As of March the 1st, you can find them at their new location right there west of Arcadia, less than a mile. 6660, that's 6660, East 266th Street, Arcadia. You can find them at the old Viacom building. That'll be good. So we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. So though you may want to be a repeat customer, that's Noblesville Trophies, 317-773-7391. They're going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be brought in half court. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Heritage Christian. Going to be brought in 35, Casey Frost, slightly to the backcourt. On the dribble is number 0, Maya Davis. In the center circle, she's shouting out some directions. She'll pass it left side, out top of the circle. Again, Casey Frost. And I'm going to be a kick, evidently. I look up, and there's no foul being called. And Cameron Runner, probably the quickest reflexes I've seen in a long time. She's going to kick it. They're going to bring the ball back in. So they reset it. Out top now in the center circle, Maya Davis. Looks at right side. They're going to run the same play. Maya Davis behind the arc. Three-point shot good. Left elbow extended. Maya Davis, she shoots 30% behind the arc. That's good. 7:30 on the game clock. Lady Huskies in the front court. Kaylee Roten. Pick up a screen there, maybe. Cast a shake on the dribble. Roten. Cross-court pass. Other side. Deep in the front court near the center circle, Ella Hickok guarding her. Maya Davis will pass it left side, Hadley Cherry. Guarding Hadley is number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. They'll get it to Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble out of there. Marshall picks up Kaylee. They'll work at left side. We're going back around. Ella Hickok. Hickok goes left side, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner being guarded there by Maddie Geerin. Outside, bounce pass. Kaylee Roten thought about a three. Works it to the corner, Ella Hickok. Coach Keegan Cherry asking for the motion to continue. Out top of the basketball, Hadley Cherry. Center circle. Hadley Cherry in the center circle again. Long pass going to be intercepted. Not a good pass. Going to be picked up there by Corin Marshall. Back the other direction. Outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Jocelyn Marshall. Credit the board. Cassie Schaefer. In the front court, Cameron Runner. She'll work at left side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten thought about a three. Pulls it back down. She'll bounce it outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Ella Hickok in front of the Husky bench. Left elbow extended. 31-18. Lady Huskies by 13. Ball's in the front court. Maya Davis. The pass at right side. Jocelyn Marshall. Picks up her dribble. Goes to the corner. Davis. She'll double skip out of it. Out top. Long. 3-point shot. Rims out. Way to go. That was Corin Marshall. Corin Marshall shooting 39% three-point land. That leads the team. Couldn't get that one. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok in the center circle. 5:40 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. Hamilton Heights 31, Heritage Christian 18. Working the ball left side. Way out top, Cameron Runner. Not going to be closely guarded. Not going to get that count administered. Now they will a pass out of it. Have the Cherry. Cross-court skip pass. Back out top. Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble in. Free throw line. She'll take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound, KC Frost. Outlet right there, Maya Davis to go down low, try to hit teammate. 22, Maddie Geary back the other direction on a steal. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Cameron Renner trying to get it back behind the arc to Kaylee Roten. Good hand, Heritage Christian, number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Back in the ball game for Heritage Christian, number 20, Ayantu Jones. Taking a breather is Maya Davis. Once in a while, she probably needs a breather. I'm sure she'll get right back in there. Just under 5 minutes left, third quarter. 31-18, Lady Huskies in front. We're going to right side behind the arc, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in, free throw line. To the corner, Hadley Cherry. She'll bounce once, bring it back out. Kaylee Roten thought about a three. She's contested there by Ayantu Jones. And we're going to out top, Kaylee Roten for three. Rims off, where to go. Rebound secured, Heritage Christian. Number three, Corin Marshall. To the front court, Marshall. To kick it back out on the dribble, Jocelyn Marshall. To the opposite corner, left corner baseline. In the paint there, shot off the mark, wouldn't go. She'll shoot two. Nice pass to the paint. Ayantu Jones found teammate, number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Couldn't get the bucket, but Marshall's going to shoot two. Foul's whistled on Hadley Cherry. She has two. First foul here in the second half on either team. 4:26 left. First shot rims around, wouldn't go. Jocelyn Marshall will mention in 19 ball games, she's shooting 66% from the free throw line. She ended the game at 25 for 38. She'll get one more. Bounced a few times. Shot in the air, good. Nothing but net. Jocelyn Marshall got the back end of a two-shot foul. 31-19. Lady Huskies in front. 4:20 on the game clock. To the front court, Ella Hickok going to pick up the speed. She'll bring it back in outside the paint. On the dribble, she'll bounce it outside the arc there. As Katie Roten, she'll bring it back out and spin the basketball. She'll pass it back right side. Ella Hickok picked up in a hurry by Corin Marshall. She'll dribble it out top. Nearly lost the handle. Working against her there was Ayantu Jones. We're going to have behind the arc. Get it back to Katie Brown. Katie Browning on the dribble. Going to work it out behind the arc. Ella Hickok, cross-court double skip. Two-point shot good. Cassidy Schaefer. Ella Hickok found her. 33-19. 14-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 3:36 on the game clock. Out top, the winger down low. Too tall past the handle. Intercepted there by Katie Roten. Picked up there, Katie Brown at center court. Back to Cameron Runner. Back to Katie Brown. She'll bring it back out top. Cameron Runner nearly double dribbled. She decided quickly not to touch it with that other hand. Out top in the center circle, Ella Hickok. Maya Davis getting ready to check back in for Heritage Christian. Timeout called. Hamilton Heights also checking back in for Heritage Christian. Number 5, Natalie Kernett. It's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Hamilton Heights. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. Runyon Truck Store, they're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46030. We'll mention they're just off State Road, I should say Highway 37, close to Elwood. So they're going to bring the ball back in. Lady Huskies going to bring it in right there in front of Zen Small. Cassidy Schaefer going to bring it in. To the backcourt, she'll be intercepted by Maya Davis. She just got back in the contest. She goes off the glass, couldn't get it. A little bump there by Ella Hickok. And Maya Davis might have thought there was a foul there, and I don't disagree. It'll bring the ball in right of the bucket. It's going to belong to Heritage Christian. Hadley Cherry back in the ball game, taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is number 3, Katie Brown. Will be brought in Maya Davis. Right of the bucket, she'll toss it in to Frost. Casey Frost in the paint. Two-point bucket, good. Casey Frost for two. She's 5'10", just a sophomore. Two-point bucket for Casey. 2:50 on the game clock, third quarter. 33-21. Outside, three-point shot. Katie Roden with go rebound. Cameron Leonard saves it from going out of bounds into the hands of Heritage Christian. You can save it in the front court, but don't save it in the back court like that. It's going to be a two-point bucket early. Going to shot off the mark. Three-point land. Way to go for Heritage Christian. Rebound. Cameron Leonard. She'll walk it to the timeline on the dribble. 2:20 left. Third quarter. She'll dribble the right side. Spin move at the free throw line. Back to Ella Hickok. Now back to Cameron. She's open. She'll dribble in. It's going to travel. It should be a jump ball. Locked up right there. And it's called travel. That should have been a jump ball. But they're going to give the ball back to Heritage Christian. Going to be brought in from the Husky bench. McKen Jocelyn Marshall in the front court. Maya Davis. Bounce pass. Right elbow. Working it back around. You're going to need it back to Davis. Outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. They're going to call foul. Going to be whistled on Heritage Christian in the paint during the rebound. They're going to whistle this on number 5, Natalie Kernut, 5'4" freshman. She'll pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Second half, one foul each way. 1:57 on the game clock. Ella Hickok to the front court. Outside the arc, Hadley Cherry. She'll bring it back out top, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble the paint. She'll go up for a shot. They're going to call foul. She dribbled the paint. She was going hard to the hoop, left side of the glass. She'll absorb the foul, and she'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul on Heritage Christian, number 22, Maddie Geary. She has one. First shot up and good. Cameron Runner leads the Huskies in free throw percentage. We'll mention in 20 ball games, they've played 21 in 20 games, 85%. 114 for 134 to get both of these. 35-21, Lady Huskies by 14. 1:44 on the game clock. In the front court, Maya Davis. To get back teammate, number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cassidy Chakel for Hamilton Heights. She'll outlet right there, number two, Ella Hickok. Short of right side, 23, Cassidy Chakel. Outside, Hadley Cherry. Back to Ella, back to Cassidy. Cassidy outside the paint, works the right side. Gets it deep again. They work the ball around. Cameron Runner touching the hands briefly. Hadley Cherry now back to Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble near the center circle. Working against her is Natalie Kernut, the freshman. They work the right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner out top. She'll dribble inside the arc. Kick it back out. Three-point shot good. Right elbow extended. Ella Hickok puts a smile on her face as she backpedals to play defense. 50 seconds left. Going to dribble in. It'll be stolen. Ella Hickok comes up with a pocket pick, and she'll go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Layup wouldn't happen, but she did get the steal. To the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, that's Natalie Kernut. Outside the arc, shot wouldn't go. Number 22, Maddie Geary. Geary's trying to chase that loose ball down. It caromed hard after her shot. They're going to enter the ball game. Heritage Christian, 21. We're going to see Jelizah Lapsley in the ball game. She's 5'4". She's a freshman. Jelizah Lapsley in the ball game. Long baseball pass to the front court. Ella Hickok. Good pass from Katie Brown. It's off the glass and good. Right side. Got the bucket this time. Ella Hickok. 40-21. 20 seconds left. In the front court, there's going to be a whistle. It's like an off-the-ball foul. We'll see who it's going to be whistled upon. They're going to whistle this on 10, Cameron Runner. Entering the ball game, we're going to see Haley Roten back in the game, number 20. And I'm taking a breather right there is number 3, Katie Brown. Brought in from the baseline, left of the bucket, Maya Davis. Touches hands, Maddie Geary. Out top, they move it around. 20, Ayantu Jones, now back out to Davis. 6 seconds left, out top of the circle. Should go to the corner. 3 points down on the way. Right corner baseline. Wouldn't go, that shot taken by Ayantu Jones. And we're getting ready for a fourth quarter after three completes. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 40. Heritage Christian Lady Eagles 21. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Soaks Bear. Lisa Soaks Bear, she sponsored Husky basketball, Tipton basketball, Tipton football. She sponsored Put Me in Sports all 14 years. We are very thankful for Lisa Soaks Bear. We'll mention if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, we'll mention you can text message or call Lisa Soaks Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Soaks Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa can also help you with residential and corporate relocations. Lisa is a real estate agent and a real estate broker. Century 21 Sheets Company. Be brought in. Alternate possession error gives it back to the Lady Huskies. Be brought in a half-court adjacent from the scores bench. Katie Roten will trigger the inbound to get in the backcourt on the run there as Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline. She's going to be picked up right here by Maya Davis. Maya Davis, a 5'7 junior, averaging 21.2 per contest. Going to dribble it in. Free throw line, picked up her dribble. Maya Davis, nearly a steal. Going to work it left side. Hamilton Heights is going to bring it back out. Cameron Runner with the basketball. Working against her is 35, KC Frost. She'll cross over to the corner. Halle Cherry back out. Ella Hickok. She'll dribble free throw line back to Katie Brown. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. Spin move into paint. She'll take a shot. Going to be blocked. Blocked shot picked up by Heritage Christian. Picked up by KC Frost. Maya Davis to the front court. In the front court now, they'll dribble in. Left elbow. Maya Davis with the basketball. Bounce pass right side. Well behind the arc. She'll dribble in. In the paint, Jocelyn Marshall going to absorb a foul right outside the paint. Hamilton Heights going to be whistled on number 20, Kaylee Roten. She has one in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame, Hamilton Heights, number 23, Cassidy Schakel. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline, Maya Davis. Out top of the circle, she'll get it to Karen right there, Karen Marshall. In the paint, off the glass, two-point bucket, number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. I should say Corin Marshall, her sister, that bucket, by Jocelyn Marshall. To the front court, 40 to 23, Lady Huskies by 17. 6:45 left here in the fourth quarter. Right side behind the arc on the dribble is Cameron Runner. Stationary dribble, so right back out on the left side. Working back around, working against Cameron is Maddie Geary. Out top, Kaylee Roten. We're going to get her to Jocelyn Marshall. Back out top, Abby Cherry, triple threat. She'll dribble. She'll pass it adjacent to Cameron Runner. Out top of the circle, couple steps behind the arc. Back pedal dribble now for Cameron. She'll dribble in. She'll kick it to the corner, Abby Cherry. Back out top, Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll take a three. Short off the mark, wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Heritage Christian. Credit the board, Jocelyn Marshall. She'll bring it to the timeline. Behind the arc, three-point shot, Frost. Short off the mark, when you go, rebound, Heritage Christian. Shot when you go for Corin Marshall. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Ella Hitchcock going to bring it in, going to bring it up from the backcourt. Going to walk it to the timeline. She'll bounce pass outside the arc, right side. Kaylee Roten, she'll work it down low. Cassie Schakel, a good pass and a good shot off the glass, right side. Cassie Schakel for two. Going to be a 60-second timeout. 5:42 left here in the fourth quarter. Hamilton Heights 42, Heritage Christian 23. And we'll mention, we'll talk about the Hamilton County Reporter. If you want to subscribe but you don't have a computer, you can get the Hamilton County Reporter delivered to your mailbox. We'll mention in-county rate is just $24 per year. That's for the paper version. In your mailbox, out-of-county rate, just $60 per year. You can contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, his phone number is 765-585-9519. That's Isaac Taylor. He is the circulation director for the Hamilton County Reporter. 765-585-9519. If you'd like to get that publication delivered to your computer on your inbox, that's 6 days a week. Contact Isaac Taylor. 765-585-9519. I subscribe to that publication. It's very informative. Hamilton County is up and coming. If you've not seen Fishers lately, wow. It's like a miniature Indianapolis. It's going to be brought in from the backcourt. To the front court now is Maya Davis. Behind the arc to move the basketball, Maddie Geary. Right side, touches the hands, Jocelyn Marshall. Lost the handle, picked back up by Casey Frost. Maya Davis out top, bounces it. Free throw line, tipped away, picked up by Cassie Schaefer. She'll outlet right there, Cameron Runner. Behind the back foul, no call. And the ball stands up and it ends up in the hands of Ella Hickok. She'll drive the lane. She'll go off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. She'll get helped back up to her feet by Kaylee Roten. And Ella Hickok going to shoot two. We're missing that foul is Whistle on 35. Casey Frost. She has one. Team foul number three. Three fouls both ways. Second half. Ella Hickok's first shot is good. Substitution in the ball game. Heritage Christian. Number 14, Hazel Ritz. Hazel Ritz going to enter the ball game. Hazel Ritz shooting 67% from two-point land. Taking a breather for Heritage Christian's number three, Corin Marshall, the 5'8 junior. Corin Marshall, 14.4 points per game. Ella Hickok, good on both. 2 points at the stripe for Ella Hickok. It's 44-23. Lady Huskies in front. In the front court on the dribble for Heritage Christian, number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Well behind the arc, Ella Hickok nearly a steal. They work her right side, touches hands briefly, Hazel Ritz. They go to the opposite corner. Three-point shot from the left corner baseline is good. Credit the bucket, number 10, Jocelyn Marshall. Going to be a timeout. Hamilton Heights balls in the backcourt. They're bringing it from the backcourt. They're going to whistle. It's going to be a 60-second timeout called by the Lady Huskies. Well, Nathan, this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. You can stop in and visit. At Hope Jewelers, they're in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Jefferson Street, another name for State Road 28. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Inbound the basketball, left of the bucket on the baseline. Kaylee Roten, Hamilton Heights going to trigger the inbound. They go baseline, back to Hadley. They'll get it into Ella Hickok. Double team in the backcourt, Ella Hickok. She'll pass out of it to Hadley Cherry. Better say Hadley Cherry took a half step prior to releasing that pass. Going to call a traveling violation. They're going to give it back to Heritage Christian. Going to be brought in from the side court. About halfway, should say about lined up with their own free throw line. Adjacent to the scores bench. To the front court on the dribble, Jocelyn Marshall. She'll work it back behind the arc. 22, Maddie Geary. They'll work it back out. They're moving back around. Need a steal. Tipped in a steal. Cameron Runner off the glass. She'll get the bucket and she'll get fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to whistle this foul on 14, Hazel Ritz. Hazel Ritz, the freshman. She's going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Got to be careful with the fouls. and what saw a terrible foul at Peru High School a few years back. Free throw line, Cameron Runner. Randolph Long would go. Rebound out of there, picked up by Hazel Rich. She's going to lose the handle. Cameron Runner gets the steal again. In the front court, Ella Hitchcock. Back to Hallie Cherry, now back to Ella in the center circle. 4:12 left on the dribble. Ella Hitchcock. Dribbling exhibition. Trying to guard her there was Ayantu Jones. Difficult task to guard Ella Hitchcock on the dribble. 4 minutes left. Fourth quarter. Going to bounce it in. Cassie Shakel off the glass. Another good assist from Ella Hitchcock. 48-26, Lady Huskies in front. We're going to right side behind the arc. She'll dribble back out. That's Maddie Geary. Back out. They'll get it to 10. Jocelyn Marshall. She'll drive the lane. She'll take a shot. Fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to whistle this foul on 23, Cassidy Shakel. Shakel picked up her third foul in the ballgame. Four fouls each side here in the second half. Free throw line, Jocelyn Marshall. First shot up and good. Back in the ballgame, Heritage Christian going to be number zero, Maya Davis. Getting a little bit of playing time right here. Back out of the game is 14, Hazel Rich. Back in the ballgame for Hamilton Heights is Katie Brown. Taking a breather is Hadley Cherry. Second shot, Jocelyn Marshall. Second shot is good. Got both of them. Jocelyn Marshall, two at the stripe. 48-28. Lady Huskies in front. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Double team. Going to be a foul whistle. Going to be a bump foul. They're going to whistle this on Maddie Geary, number 22. Maddie Geary picks up her second foul in the contest. 3:37 on the game clock. Going to be brought in backcourt. Kaylee Roten in front of the Heritage Christian bench. Can be brought in. She'll toss it in to the front court. Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock can dribble. She'll bring it back out. Here's the back pedal. We're going to right here against her, Maddie Geary. Maddie Geary, a lot of energy right there to guard Ella Hitchcock. Maddie Geary wearing a blue high top and a white high top. I'm sure she knows it, and I'm sure it's for a reason. Going to dribble it right there. Ella Hitchcock going to get away from the block right here. Going to work it back around. Katie Brown, Shakel, back to Brown. Ella Hitchcock back to Brown. Baseline jumper, Cassidy Shakel. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Katie Brown. She'll dish it back to 20. Katie Roten couldn't get the two. And another rebound from Katie Brown. They'll reset it in the front court. Lady Huskies with their third opportunity in this possession. So we're going to back outside behind the back. Cameron Runner outside of our Katie Roten. Now back out deep in the front court. Ella Hitchcock still dribbling in. Free throw line. They'll work it around. Cassie Shakel with the basketball. She'll go baseline. She's going to dribble it off her shoe. Cassie Shakel has a tendency to want to get that left arm out there on the right dribble. Baseline. She's got to break that habit. In the first quarter, she picked up a foul for that very reason. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Maya Davis on the dribble in the front court now. 2:24 on the game clock. She'll back her way in. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Shifting the paint about a 14-footer. Rebound Hadley Cherry to Ella Hitchcock. Now the front court and Cameron Runner on the dribble. Thinking about a double team. Picked up her dribble. Bounce pass left side Ella Hitchcock. Cross court skip pass. Kaylee Roten. She'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. Ella Hitchcock. Going to be a PS pass nearly intercepted by Heritage Christian. Hamilton Heights having some difficulty here deep in the front court. Coach Keegan Cherry calls a 30-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz. FritzenFishers.com. That's not far from here. That's right at 116th Street. FritzenFishers. We'll also mention they have great cars, great prices, and great customers. They have a pretty good selection. You ought to stop by either in Fritz and Fishers, 8599 116th Street, or Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville. Right there at Mill Creek Road along State Road 32. And I've been told they're going to put a roundabout there eventually. We'll see when. That's FritzandFishers.com. So the ball's going to be brought in side court, barely in the front court. Kaylee Roten going to inbound the basketball. 159 left, 48-28. Lady Huskies in front. Going to be brought in, toss to the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock. She'll retrieve it. Try to cross the timeline. She will with a pass to Cameron Runner. Bounce pass back to Ella. Way out top. We're going to left side near the corner. Kaylee Roten back out to Ella on the dribble. She'll pass it back out. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner out top through the leg. She'll work it right side. Get past Allie Sherry to the corner. Kaylee Roten taking some time off the clock, moving that basketball. Haley's Christian moving their feet. A minute and a half left. 48-28, Hamilton Heights in the front court, taking some clock. Cameron Runner bounces it in. Hadley Cherry, left-handed pass to the corner. Kaylee Roten, back to Ella Hitchcock. She's going to get fouled. They're going to whistle a foul on 35. Casey Frost, a 5'10" inch sophomore. Casey Frost, pretty good upswing. I tell you what, she's got a couple of good years in front of her. So they're going to substitute in right there. We're going to see Harry Christian in the ball game again with five. Number five, Natalie Kernut. Natalie Kernut. She's a freshman, 5'4". You know, dribble the basketball. Also in the ball game is 23, Isabel Papineau. Isabel Papineau in the ball game. She wears number 23. On the dribble in the front court, Cameron Runner. We'll work it there. Also in the ball game is number 11, Trinity Taylor. She's a 5'11 freshman. Trinity Taylor, pretty tall gal. So the, you know, whistle a foul there. I'll double check here. They are going to whistle a foul. No bonus quite yet. Going to be a foul whistle on number 5, Natalie Kernut. She has two. They are going to put the bonus in effect. That's the 7th foul on it. Heritage Christian. Ella Hitchcock coming out of the ball game. She's getting a hand clap along with Harry Cherry and Kaylee Roten. Take that back. Cameron Runner's out of the ball game. Kaylee Roten's going to stay in. We're mixing Morgan Ottinger. Where's number 12? She's on the free throw lane. Also in the ball game, 42, Vivian Lynch. First shot good. At the free throw line is number 4, Taylor Harley. The junior varsity athlete in the ball game now. Jocelyn Wolfgang in the ball game. She's out top circle. Gets the second one. Taylor Harley good on both. 50-28 off the glass left side. Credit the bucket. Here is Christian number 5, Natalie Kernut, and she has her average at 2. 50-30. 38 seconds left. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Kaylee Roten. We're going to guard her double team. Back Taylor Harley. Now back to Roten. Back to Harley. Working the ball around. Roten. Bounce pass right side. Morgan Ottinger. Ottinger back to Kaylee Roten. Now back to Ottinger. 20 seconds left. Ottinger picked up there by Trinity Taylor. 5'11 freshman. Vivian Lynch with the basketball. Get a bounce pass to Kaylee Roten. Timeout called. Coach Keegan Cherry. He's going to call full 60-second timeout. Might be all he has left. 13.5 left. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Car Quick Auto Parts. They're located at the 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, right there along State Road 19. Cicero Town Plaza. We'll mention they are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Second buzzer. Going to inbound the basketball. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in from the scores bench. Husky front court. Morgan Ottinger going to trigger the inbound. To the back court, Taylor Harley. She'll be met there at half court by number 11, Trinity Taylor. She'll pass it right side on the dribble, Morgan Ottinger. Morgan Ottinger is going to be a jump ball. Jump ball, alternate possession, and we're going to give it back to Heritage Christian. 2.4 left. Morgan Ottinger was just trying to hold the ball for the silver buzzer. They lock her up. KC Frost to the front court. We're down low. Shot at the buzzer. They should count it, and they are. Shot at the buzzer good. That's number 5, Natalie Kurnett. Natalie Kurnett, 4 points in the ballgame. And the final score is going to be Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies 50. Heritage Christian, Lady Eagles 32. Well, we thank them for hosting this basketball game. And we thank them for all of their hospitality. And we are thankful for their athletic department, especially Kyle Atkinson. What a quality gentleman he is. We'll make the next games on the agenda. Heritage Christian, Lady Eagles do have one more regular season game. That's tomorrow night, the 27th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Heritage Christian Lady Eagles will travel to Park Tudor to battle with the Lady Panthers. And the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they have just completed their regular season. They're having prayer. Center circle right there. Both teams. And then we'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies will be in the Class 3A Sectional 24. They'll play the semifinal round. The Lady Huskies did draw the bye at the home game. Hamilton Heights High School, Coach Kurt Ogden, who's going to run that show. He'll run it well with Lee Ann Moffitt. That would be pretty good. Athletic Director, Mr. Kurt Ogden. We'll mention Hamilton Heights drew the bye. So they will play the winner of the first game. And the first game is going to be on Tuesday. Tuesday will be the first game at Hamilton Heights. It'll be a 7 o'clock start. It'll only be one game that night. Centerville at 5-11 will go against Jay County, 20-1. And that game will happen at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, January 31st. The winner will be the home team on Friday at 6 o'clock versus Hamilton Heights. The Lady Huskies are now 17-5 on the season. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home, sound checking, making sure things run smoothly. And we'll mention, no matter, I'll tell you what, we ought to mention this. Tomorrow night, should mention, basketball on the agenda, boys variety. Hamilton Heights will travel to Tipton. Hamilton Heights Huskies, Tipton Blue Devils, boys basketball, varsity competition tomorrow night at 7:30. Please tune in. PutMeInSports.com will be there. And now we'll say, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. Well, we're posting now. I'm going to mention Coach Keegan Cherry. Good ball game. Your girls got to throw the ball around. You got to get ready for next week, kind of.
Yeah, we got back to our recipe tonight. Our girls executed really well. We shot the ball well. And with the girls we've got, if we can take a lead going into the fourth or late in the fourth, our ability to handle it, make free throws, make good decisions. I've got a lot of confidence in all those girls, but I particularly like where we are right now. We headed into sectional.
You got to get you running your offense like you'd like to. You had some good defense to make it fun and make it worthwhile.
Yeah, and, you know, I've kind of already turned pages and started on that sectional, so a lot of credit goes to my staff for getting us ready tonight. I mean, they watched a lot of film. They had player personnel, and our ladies were locked in. So a lot of credit goes to the staff tonight, and then credit to our girls for executing.
And your sectional is going to be at Hamilton Heights. Just because it's a home game doesn't mean it's an easy win. You're going to wait and play the second round. But there's going to be one game, Centerville and Jay County. Everybody and their brother is going to be watching that game.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's tournament basketball. Starting next week, everybody's going to be 0-0. So anything can happen. They made a movie about a team upsetting, a team that they weren't supposed to play. So everybody has a chance. But obviously, Jay County's a big-time favorite. They're the ones that got the bullseye on their back. They're going to get everybody's best shot. I just hope that we can compete somehow, put ourselves in position to win there at the end.
Early in the season,
you did compete with Jay County. Jay County has one loss, and it's an overtime loss to Hamilton Heights.
Yeah, and really, they were in position to win that ball game. I know that's one that Coach Comer would like to have back. You know, they just made some uncharacteristic plays down the stretch there, and we were able to capitalize, and Katie Brown makes a corner pocket three to win it for us. So we were really fortunate. That's their only loss on the season. I mean, they got a big-time player in Sweeterman, going to Purdue Fort Wayne, big-time D1 player. They have size. They can guard. It's going to be a tremendous ball game, and like I said, I hope our girls are ready and we can compete.
I heard it's Christian. They got one more game. They're going to play tomorrow night, so they're going to have pretty sore legs. But they'll play tomorrow night. They'll be at Park Tudor. But you guys have completed your schedule. What do you got in the forecast here in the early going?
Well, you know, for tonight, Heritage Christian kind of was in a similar position to where we were last week. You know, having played University at night, you know, on Tuesday night, and then snow day on Wednesday, and neither team was able to practice yesterday. So, you know, they had a tough ball game with University, and then playing us, you know, tonight. You know, maybe our timing was right for tonight, because I know that's a quality basketball team, and they'll be a favorite in their sectional at Rebuff.
You know what, Coach? Are you going to have all your girls at Tipton tomorrow night to back the Huskies?
I would imagine that all of our girls will be there. That's a fun game. It'll be a great environment. You know, in today's world with social media and phones and those kids are all friends, really, majority of them at Heights and Tipton. But when it comes to game night, you know, they're going to cheer passionately for their school and their friends, and that creates a great environment. And I'm looking forward to being there and watching our boys compete.
Coach, you know how crazy I am. I odometered that. 7.9 miles between entrances.
Yeah, I know it doesn't take long, and I think that probably adds to some of the excitement. It's easy for everybody to get there, and that gym, the Inferno, is a great environment and can get loud, and a lot of history there, a lot of tradition there at Tipton, and they've got a nice ball team. So I expect to be cheering loud for the Huskies, and I expect to be a competitive ball game.
Coach, I'm glad that the snow didn't keep us away tonight, because you guys probably needed this game going into the tournament.
Yeah, and that's one thing our girls talked about. This is, I think you saw some of, you know, we took a couple of lumps with Westfield and Lafayette Central Catholic. I mean, super physical teams, you know, even Northwestern, those teams that are bigger and stronger and physical. I think it really paid off for us tonight. I mean, our girls, I think we were the tougher team tonight. I mean, we didn't give up many rebounds. We were ball secure. We didn't turn it over. We executed our actions and made shots. And I think some of that is a direct reflection or correlates with the teams that we played prior to this with Central Catholic and Westfield.